If you've listened to the last few episodes in this section of the introduction to essential oils, then you are ready to test your knowledge. If you have not yet listened to the last few episodes, I recommend you go back and listen to What are essential oils? How are essential oils made? Do essential oils last forever? What makes essential oils go bad? The estimated shelf life of essential oils? How to tell if they've gone bad? And how to make them last longer? If you've done that, then you are ready to test your knowledge. Let's go. Question number one. Essential oils are the highly concentrated, oil-soluble constituents or components of plant matter. True or false? If you guessed true, you're correct. Question number two. Growing conditions can affect the quality of the plant and therefore the therapeutic value of the essential oil. True or false? If you guessed true, you are correct. Question number three. What factors affect the growing conditions of the plants later turned into essential oils? Choose from the following six options. Climate, temperature, quality of soil, amount of rainfall, altitude, and brand. If you guessed climate, temperature, quality of soil, amount of rainfall, and altitude, you are correct. The brand or the company that you purchase your essential oils from do not affect the growing conditions of the plants later turned into essential oils. Question number four. During steam distillation, what factors are involved for ideal extraction? You have the following three options: determined amount of time, specific pressure, certain temperature. If you guessed determined amount of time, specific pressure, and certain temperature, you are correct. All three factors are involved for ideal extraction during steam distillation. Question number five. What is reflected in the quality of the essential oil? You have six options. Plant parts used during the extraction process, type of distillation equipment used, temperature selected for distillation, length of time plants are being extracted, exact pressure used during extraction, and brand. If you guessed the first five, you are correct. The plant parts used during the extraction process, as well as the type of distillation equipment used, the temperature selected for distillation, the length of time plants are being extracted, and the exact pressure used during extraction is reflected in the quality of an essential oil. The brand, however, is not reflected by the quality of the essential oil. A company is not involved until after they purchase the essential oils from the distiller. Question number six. Do essential oils last forever? Yes or no? If you guessed no, you are correct. Essential oils do have a shelf life. Question number seven. What are the three main things that make essential oils go bad? You have four options. Brand, oxygen, heat, and light. If you guessed oxygen, heat, and light, then I know you listen to my podcast. The brand or the company that you purchase essential oils from doesn't guarantee that it's not going to go bad. In fact, it's not a factor at all. Question number eight. Do cobalt blue bottles offer the same protection against UV light as clear bottles? Yes or no? If you guessed yes, you are correct. Cobalt blue bottles, as beautiful as they are, offers the same protection against UV light as clear bottles. And if you'd like to know why, listen to the episode, What Makes Essential Oils Go Bad? Question number nine. What are some things that do not affect the shelf life of an essential oil? You have six options. Opening the jar frequently, leaving caps off for a length of time, placing in sunlight or artificial light, keeping in a warm place, getting water or other things in the essential oil bottles, and brand. If you guessed brand, you are correct. The brand or company that you purchase your essential oils from does not affect the shelf life of an essential oil. It is, however, affected by opening the jar frequently, leaving caps off for a length of time, placing in sunlight or artificial light, keeping in a warm place, and getting water or other things in the essential oil bottles. Question number 10. Name the two best ways to tell when an essential oil has gone bad. Your options are by the smell, by how your skin reacts, or by the taste. If you guessed by the smell, by how your skin reacts, you are correct. Please do not taste essential oils. Question number 11, the final question. Refrigeration can extend the shelf life of your essential oils, yes or no? If you guessed yes, you are correct. So how did you do with this quiz? If you got any of them wrong, your question will be answered in one of the previous 7 podcast episodes. What are essential oils? How are essential oils made? Do essential oils last forever? What makes essential oils go bad? Estimated shelf life of essential oils, how to tell if essential oils have gone bad, and how to make essential oils last longer. If you have a question for me about anything you learned here either today or in the previous few episodes, go to leahjacobson.com/podcast. That's leahjacobson.com/podcast and submit your question for me. In a few days, I will be going over all of your questions and answering them right here on the podcast in a future episode. Could be the next one, or I might have a surprise bonus episode for you that I might sneak in before then. So again, if you have a question for me, go ahead over to leahjacobson.com/podcast and submit your question in the form there, and I will answer you on one of the next couple podcasts. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.